This is Terry, and you're listening to episode 294. It's Thanksgiving.
Here we go!
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
Wanted to get with you. This is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, you know, becoming.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is the real deal. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity. You take the time. You talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, but I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
That's right, Christopher B. Today is the day to take your money, your business, your life, everything you touch and do to the next level. We're on a live call this evening. I got Reagan in the studio, and we're talking about what are you thankful for? What is it that, man, you're just very appreciative of, you're grateful for, you're glad. And not necessarily always happy with situations, but you can look back and think about, hey, you know, I am grateful for this. I am grateful for that. You know, a lot of times when you talk about being grateful, when you talk about having an attitude of gratitude, as Zig Ziglar once coined and said that, you know, your attitude will take you to higher altitudes. When you talk about those types of things, a lot of times people will immediately just write you off mentally. They check out on you because they think, oh, this is just philosophical, or it's religious, or it's positive thinking. You know, in some means or manner, they'll just say, hey, this is, you know, it's good thought, but, you know, hey, Terry, I'm here to make money. How do you make money? And what I've learned over the years of doing this in business, going on our ninth year this fall, is you can give anybody and everybody a widget and a tool and something to do that will help them earn more money. But if they don't have the right mindset wrapped around it, it's like handing a loaded gun to a child sometimes. They could do great damage if they don't have the right mindsets. And why? Because so many times you and I, we can get discouraged, we can get irritated, we can get aggravated, we can get frustrated, we quit too early, we go too long, and we should have quit, you know, a couple steps back. We're wasting time. You know, there's all these different mindsets that if you don't have the inner game and the outer game, as Seth Godin says, you've got to work on both. It's great to have tools. It's great to have these digital products that we talk about, and they're very important. But you also have to have the right mindset. And if you just have mindset, and that's the other thing, if you're going to some of these gurus and they're just talking about, you know, positive thinking and you know, sales tactics and influence tactics and all those things, but they don't give you tools to put your hands to, then it's just philosophy and it's not anything practical you can do. So what we try to do, and I'm not saying we always do the best job, but what we're attempting to do is give you tools that you can use for both your inner and outer game. Something that you can practically do to make money, to increase your income. You know, practical tools that you can put your hands to, but at the same time, give you the mindset and the philosophical undergirding of why you do it and how you do it that way and how it's beneficial to you. So that's what we're trying to do. And so today we're talking about what are you thankful for? How gratefulness can bring greatness. And gratitude is not just a good belief system, but it's good business. You don't have to be a religious person or a Christian to benefit from the empirical benefits of gratitude. You know, while I'm a Christian and my faith informs and influences everything I do, the idea of being and expressing gratitude is not just a religious sacrament, but a realistic strategy to earn and enjoy more in your business. I'm linking to this show today, folks. For some of you guys, you've got to sort of see the data behind it. I'm going to be making some sort of statements, and you can go back and study behind me where those statements come from, because You're going to see 31 benefits that will benefit you in business. Just be, and it's a strategy on how you can have more influence just through gratitude. And this came about through, I think it was over 40 different independent studies. I forget over how much time period Stanford and a lot of these universities were doing in autonomously. These different professors and people that were studying this thing was saying, you know, there's something to this thing of having an attitude of gratitude, and it will do a lot. Today, Reagan, you know how sarcastic my friends are.
Right.
So I put out on Facebook, you know, I sent out an email for everybody tonight, and I said, hey, we're going to be talking business tonight. We're going to be talking about how you can earn extra money, but the theme is going to be gratefulness and gratitude because it's Thanksgiving. And so I said, hey, you know, Facebook family, if anybody's thankful for anything, then call the 800 number and let me know.
So you casted a wide net.
I cast a wide, wide net. And here's what I got from one of my friends.
I'd just like to say how thankful I am for Mike Krzyzewski and the Duke Blue Devils and the high level of excellence in which they do things. Certainly appreciate the fact that their kids go to school and take full advantage of the education that's given to them and have such a high return rate for graduates. It just means a lot to me. I'm not sure if that's what you're looking for, but I thought I should share with you and your listeners how much I appreciate that because it's pretty tremendous. Take care.
I'm sensing an underlying tone.
What do you think he's getting at?
I'm not sure.
I think he knows I'm a Tar Heel fan. And I
Could
think
that
that's
possibly be it. That seems like a large jump to a conclusion.
Well, you know, my response to that gentleman that will go unnamed is I've got two responses. Number one, it's good that these Duke basketball players have a degree.
Why is that?
Because they're not going to make it in a professional basketball. So they need to be able to have a degree to do this. I mean, they're not like Tar Heel players. It's going to go on, you know, and have, you know.
I guess that's true.
But the other thing that the gentleman, the unmentioned gentleman that left that sarcastic comment, who happens to be a really good friend, he is, and Reagan, you probably don't know what this means. And some of you guys out here will because you might be in the insurance business. But he's what's called a captive agent. You know what a captive agent is?
It sounds good, but no, I don't. I wouldn't know that.
A captive insurance agent is an agent that says, I'm not going to write insurance with multiple companies. I will sign a contract with this one particular company that I will only write business through you.
Okay.
And you do that because it's a trade-off. You do that because they will then in turn usually give you some sort of benefits like health benefits mm-hmm. or something like that, retirement benefits.
Right.
But you do that because, you know, you're looking for the benefits. So I got to thinking, you know, and I want to really I'm going to just call him Mr. Elkins. We'll just call him Mr. Elkins, just hypothetically. I'm going to say, you know, Mr. Elkins is illustrating something here for us because if I was a captive agent and I was selling a term life product that was twice as expensive as anyone else on the market, I would be looking outside of my business for things to be grateful for because you obviously can't be grateful. Now, that was a little dig at you, Mr. Elkins.
You're laughing now.
So there you go. But it does illustrate, hey, sometimes you got to look outside of your present circumstance to look for something that's, you know, you can be grateful for. Here's 31 things that I think, and I'm not going to go through them all, but I am going to go real fast, that I think you ought to try to be grateful for and why you should be grateful. Number one, the study says that being grateful will make you happier. It just will. It puts you in an attitude of, you know, happiness, and you can receive happiness. You know, when you're walking around as a sourpuss, it's hard to be happier. It also makes you likable when you're acting, you know, grateful for where you're at and what you've got, even if it's the small things, just learning to be grateful. Do you remember TC?
Yeah. Love TC.
Love TC. You love TC. Why do you love TC?
Yeah, he's a great guy. Really nice. Always had a smile on his face. Looked like a really hard worker every time I saw him.
Well, TC, I don't know if you remember TC's story?
Didn't he come from, I don't want to crawled, get it wrong, but it was Nam or...
He crawled out of Cambodia.
Yeah.
With him and his oldest son, Michael, and his wife, fleeing the communists, getting shot at, to meet up with a boat that with the, the gentleman in Black Mountain, the famous evangelist, Billy Graham. Billy Graham was helping people that was trying to flee the country and had worked out a deal with the government that they could help people that was fleeing this situation. And they said, if you could get down here at this spot, we can get you out of this country because you're being persecuted and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. He gets out of the country. He comes over to America. He goes to work for a restaurant, bussing tables and stuff like that on a worker's permit. Can't speak English. Doesn't know anything about our culture, doesn't know anything about this country, doesn't know anything other than he's just glad to be in America, glad to be in this country, glad to not be shot at the communists, glad to be able to worship the way he wants. And you know him because that's where we went to eat every Sunday after church, and you met him, but he was a business owner, owning a restaurant, and he was one of the hardest working people I've ever met, but you never saw him without a smile on his face. And he worked his tail off, but he always had this disposition of just being very likable. And I would tell you the one quality that was so likable about him is he was grateful. He knew what it was like not to have freedom, not to be able to do what you want to do. And that made him so, so appealing. So this thing about it making you likable, yes, makes you healthier. Studies are proving it. It boosts your career. Listen, when you're likable, when you attract people, when you attract good things, it's going to help your career. Strengthens your emotions. Absolutely. How does it do that? Chris called in and he left this for us.
Hey, this is Chris. This year, I think I'm most grateful for laughter. Just the gift of laughing, to smile, and to have fun. And I think because of all the stuff that's kind of going on in culture and in media this year, man, we just take ourselves way too serious. And one of the things I found over the years that's helped me to be successful or helped me to get through difficult times is to pause, to look at the brighter side of things, and to laugh a little bit, and to smile, and to have fun. So I'm really grateful for that this year.
Chris is, he's launched his whole little comedian career.
And he's good at it.
And he's very good at it.
He's good at it.
He's hysterical. If you guys would like to see someone that will make you laugh, guarantee, go to chrisroupe.com. That's Chris, ChrisRuppe.com. Of course, we'll link that in the notes. But he'll make you laugh, and you can laugh. Oh, he won't embarrass you in front of your kids like other comedians will, but he might still embarrass you. But it's a different embarrassment. It's a good embarrassment. Being grateful also develops personality. When you can continually say, hey, I'm going to be grateful, I'm going to show an attitude of thanksgiving, it's going to shape and mold your personality. It's going to create optimism. It's going to reduce materialism. It's going to increase spiritualism. It's going to make you less self-centered. It's going to help you grow your self-esteem. It's going to help improve sleep. And because all of these good things are happening, it's going to keep the doctor away, and you're going to live longer. And on top of all that, it's going to improve your energy levels. I'm telling you, this thing about being grateful and having, you know, a thankful heart is just, it's beyond just being, you know, spiritual. It's beyond just being religious. It's good business. I'm telling you, good things attract good people. And, Lisa, friend of mine, and I know her very, very well. She actually goes to church with us. She wanted to call in and talk about what she was grateful for. And every time this lady talks, I get a little emotional because she's a military mom and she has a son and she's had daughters serving in the military. And she wanted to call in and offer this as her thankful reason for offering thanks this holiday.
Hi, Terry. This is Lisa Storr, the director of the military ministry at Father's Vineyard in Spindale, North Carolina. I am extremely grateful and want to give a heartfelt thank you to our military. As a military mom, I see firsthand many of the daily sacrifices our military personnel make every single day. Whether they are active duty or our veterans, their jobs never end. They took an oath to defend and protect. With that oath comes great sacrifice. They put their lives on hold. They give up their dreams, miss graduations, they miss weddings, the birth of their own children. They miss Thanksgivings, Christmases, and all other holidays. The list is endless. Harry S. Truman once said, America was not built on fear. America was built on courage, on imagination, and an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. That's what our military does for us. They deny themselves daily. They deny their families to get the job done. While we are all gathered around the dinner table this holiday season, let us not forget those on the front lines. Let us not forget our veterans who gave so much. My heart goes out to each and every member of our armed services as well as their families. I am extremely grateful for each and every one of their sacrifices, and I believe that we live in the greatest country there ever was and that will ever be. Let us not forget to be thankful for our freedoms, each and every one of them, many which would not exist without the brave men and women of our armed forces who fought for them and who are continuing to fight for those rights daily. I will leave you with one final word spoken so well from Helen Keller. Alone we can do so little, together we can do so much. All it takes is a little sacrifice to bring hope and encouragement to our military. Please join me today in thanking them and honoring them by giving of yourselves.
Thank you. She started a ministry, and one of the things I will tell you guys is this is a woman that cares for the military, and every single thing that comes into her ministry goes out. I mean, she's an office administrator and works at an Edward Jones office. And she's got a full-time job. She's not doing this for a living. She puts another 40 hours in a week doing this or whatever time. She might put more in that, might put less, but I know she puts a lot. If you would like to offer the military and don't have a means. Now, if you've already got a means that you're doing something this year, then do what you do. But I told her we would put her on the podcast today. And if anyone would like to send out some socks, some care packages this season, you can. And I put up a little link on my website that you can go to, terrywilson3.com/thankasoldier. terrywilson3.com/thankasoldier. When you put that in, it's your name and your email, and that just goes straight to her, and then she'll send you out and say, hey, here's what we do. They need socks, they need this, they need that. We've got connected with different outfits in the military to direct ship straight to them, and you'll see. I mean, it's a great way that she does that, great organization, and you can be assured every single thing you give and do will go straight to helping and thanking and honoring where honor's due, a soldier in the field. So she does great work there. But it also, when you're thankful, it promotes exercise. You know, a good mindset will get you going and motivate you to do something. It improves recovery time. Sometimes when we're out doing things and the storms of life hit you, sometimes it's hard to bounce back from those. Well, when you've got a grateful heart, when you've got gratitude in your heart, when you're thankful, it'll actually help you improve your recovery time from bouncing back from whatever's got you off your saddle. It makes you feel good. It makes you happier. It reduces envy and it helps you relax. It makes you friendlier and it improves your marriage. It improves your appearances. You make friends easier and it deepens the friendships you have. It makes you a more effective manager. It helps your networking skills and improves your goal achievement and improves decision making and it increases productivity. Those are 31 benefits you're going to get from having an attitude of gratitude and being thankful. And for you guys out there, I need to see there is a study behind everything I just gave you. They'll show you exactly psychologically and biologically how this has happened. Now, for you guys who are believers like me, we have theological reasons why this happens as well. But I'm telling you, this is going to improve your business. Some of the greatest salespeople I know, some of the most influential people I've ever been around are people that have an attitude of gratitude. Reagan, do we have any questions?
We have one so far. So if you guys would like to start sending those in, go ahead. But I'll go ahead and address our first one.
Okay.
This is from a Winston Bailey. Are you offering any Black Friday discounts?
We're not offering any discounts. But what we're doing this week with this thing is if you want to send in anything, any gift, anything at all, with our Think a Soldier promotion, we're going to give you a free booster. So what that means is, when you get into and it could, the gift could be $5, it could be $500. I don't care, but any body, whether they're an active member now of TW3 or they're becoming a member, when you do get involved and you thank one of our soldiers and you work through Lisa, I'm going to she'll send me a report of everybody that is going to do that. I'm going to give you a free lead booster when you are a member, which means that's 25 free leads coming your way automatically. So we're going to do that for you, which is an $89 value. I tell you what, if you spend more than $89, let's just say if you spend, I'll put it at $50. If you spend more than $50 thanking a soldier through Lisa, and by the way, I get absolutely zero pennies off this. Okay. I'm just trying to promote something. I think it's a great cause. For every $50 that you spend through her, I'll actually give you another booster. So if you want to spend $50, you get $89 worth of leads. If you spend another $50 through her, I'm going to give you another $89. So you're getting about a $40 improvement with your money. But you spend anywhere from zero or $5 up to, say, $50 with her, you're going to get an $89 lead booster with me. So I hope that helps. Any other questions?
None so far.
Oh, they're all quiet tonight. I tell you, you get serious here about being thankful and gratitude. Everybody's just sort of quiet and keeping their hands together and real solemn. Well, good. It's got a lot of good people on tonight. I see a large crowd, so that's good. Thank you for your question there, Winston. And for you guys, I will tell you, out of all of the podcasts we've done here, out of everything we've promoted, I will say this one has had the most visceral reaction.
Really?
Yeah. Because, I showed you the hate mail I got. I had one send me, I think when people around this time of season, the stress of the holidays, and there's holiday stress for a whole host of reasons. But when they hear someone saying, let's be thankful, let's have an attitude of gratitude, there's sometimes a negative reaction to that because it can strike people as being, you don't know what I'm going through, or you haven't been where I'm at, or if you only knew. Let me tell you something, guys, and Reagan's my son. He's sitting here in the studio with me talking. But Reagan, you remember just a few years ago, we were broke, busted, and, as I say, disgusted.
True facts.
We had lost the business. We were not knowing where we were going to live in a few weeks because we were being foreclosed on. A lot of financial stress was happening. And it was a tough, tough time. But the problem is when you start just looking at your situation, when you start just focusing on all the problems, you won't see the solutions that the good Lord in heaven, I believe, whatever your belief system is, but you won't see the opportunity that this life affords you. We got an email today from a lady who's going through a very hard time. And she basically cursed me out saying, I don't need a podcast. I don't need this. I need a real job. Well, she's responding to an email that she just looked up just a paragraph above. It said, if you're unemployed, if you're needing work, go here. And it shows it doesn't cost her anything. She's not buying anything. It's giving her an hourly and salary opportunity to get some work, because no one should be trying to buy anything if they're at home unemployed. We don't promote that.
That's a good financial tip.
I mean, it's just, I want you earning money, so that you can then take money and reinvest it in yourself. I'm going to tell everyone anytime that I have the opportunity to speak to, the best thing you can do for yourself is have your own business. Reinvest in yourself. Have your own thing. It's the best retirement package. It's the best health package. It's the best anything you could do, because as long as you're working for the man, you will never be the man. Because if he's paying you $10 an hour, the job's probably worth $20 an hour.
You're quoting Jack Black from School of Rock, but I love it.
Yeah, am I really?
Yeah. Recommend everybody go see that movie. What a life lessons I learned there. We got a question that came in.
All right.
This is from Kelsey Teague. Oh, right. Another good question. Kind of want to skip it, but we'll do the first one. I keep running into MLM opportunities, and I was wondering, where do you find legitimate work from home jobs?
Right here. What do you want to do, Kelsey? If you want to work from home, okay. Here's the thing that people I take issue with when they equate legitimate with I pay nothing, I invest nothing, I have to do nothing. There is no such thing as an hourly salary job on the front end. Now, I'm not talking about you can work your way into it, but there's no such thing as an hourly salary opportunity where you start off working from home. If you want to start off working from home, the pay schedule, and I've been doing this for 9 years, okay? The pay schedule is always going to be a production base or commission base job, which means that you're probably going to, let's say for instance, you're doing craft assembly work from home. They're not going to send you for free a bunch of material because they don't know if you're just going to take that material, keep it, and then sell it for yourself and rip them off. So these companies that do that, you're going to pay for this assembly stuff. You're going to do the assembly, and then they're going to pay you to do that work, and you sell it back to them, and they pay you more because it's now assembled. That's the way. But see, when people say, "Hey, well, it cost me something," it must be illegit. Well, that's just not true.
Every job's like that.
And that's a false premise that a lot of people. So I'm not saying you believe that, Kelsey. I'm saying a lot of times when we're trying, and the reason I'm so passionate about working from home and helping people's business, because as I was just, you know, talking here with my oldest son and just recalling why we're thankful, it hadn't been, you know, it was about 07, 08. You know, I owned a music business for years, was very successful in that industry because of the housing market, because I was selling new pianos to new homes when the new home market crashed. I crashed with it. And because I was self-employed, there was no unemployment safety net for me. Okay. So it was do or die, sink or swim, you know. So I wasn't just sort of like some people get to, and I'm not begrudging them. I think it's great if you can do that as long as you're not working the system and manipulate it. But I did not have the luxury to sit home and say, well, I'm not going to take that job because I'm not going to take it again. And I'm still drawing something. I didn't have that luxury. I had, you know, how are we going to eat tomorrow? You know, because there is no unemployment check coming in, you know, and I'm selling off every little thing we've got just to stay afloat until, you know, we're trying to find a house. So I get passionate about these things and sometimes come across defensive just because people's expectations are so far removed from reality that, hey, I want to start off working from home. I don't want to have to pay anything, and I want you to pay me hourly or salary. Well, good luck with that, because it's not going to happen. I'm not saying you're that way, by the way, but I just get so much email like that. It's like, man, I wish I could just, you know, take people's top of their heads off and pour in my experience for about 10 years and so they can, you know, get an idea of what to you know, it takes. But we've got all kinds of opportunities. If you go under TerryWilson3.com and you go up where it says jobs, you will see that we've got ways that you can start reselling batteries, but it's production based. We've got ways that you can, you know, if you're unemployed, don't start flipping homes. That's something. If you know about brokering freight, great. The money is going to be up here in this top area here. That's where your higher end income opportunity is going to be with us, but it's all production based. So I always ask people when they tell me, hey, you know, what's some legit work from home opportunities? Here's what I always ask him. How important is it to you to get a guaranteed income? Is it more important for a guaranteed income, or is it more important for you to have time, freedom, and the ability to earn as much as you want? Which is most important? If you had to pick one, guarantee or unlimited income opportunity and freedom, and make a decision, because that's going to tell me which way. If you're wanting a guarantee, and sometimes you're in a situation in life, you have to have a guarantee. It's not right for you to try to risk something. You need to be taking hourly and salary. Then you're going to have to start outside of the home. And we've got, you know, terrywilson3.com/hourly. You can go over there, fill that out. My company that I work with will send you a report. Here's all the hourly opportunities in your area, but they're go into work. They're not stay at home jobs.
Next question, same person. What would you tell your 23-year-old self?
What would I tell my 23-year-old self? I would tell my
first, you would cut the mullet. That's the first thing, because you did have one at one point. Just want to make that known. That would be what you should have been telling yourself. But go ahead. What were you going to say? That's rude of me to interrupt.
Well, at 23 years old, well, let's see, what year was that? When did I start ASAP? I started when I was 25. Okay, so I would tell my 23-year-old self this, that your talent will take you further than your character will keep you. And I did not have poor character, but I had a misunderstanding that I was doing a lot of stuff just because I was so talented, I could do no wrong. And so I invested and went into some businesses I had no business being in. Example, when I started ASAP, and we just exploded and became one of the largest piano dealers in the country. We were pumping out 50 Baby Grand pianos a week at one time. Success sometimes will blind you to reality. I just thought I was the golden child. Everything I touched was going to turn to gold. I was God's favorite or whatever, and I could do no wrong. And the problem is I started a trucking business because I thought, well, here I'm paying $500 a piano to have it delivered when I could own my own trucks and have it delivered with the labor and everything else, probably around $150, $200, and that would just be that much more profit. There's only one problem with that whole line of thought. I know nothing about trucking.
Seems like a problem.
Well,
just a slight one, but a problem.
And because of that, I would tell you I'd probably still be in the business today if I didn't start that trucking company. Because our piano business wasn't heavy in inventory. If you remember, we were drop shipping. Right. We ordered the pianos as we needed them. But what happens when you start getting 5 and 6 trucks on the road? That's truck payments. That's insurance. That's 2 drivers per truck. That's liability. I mean, it drives. I mean, at one point, I think, I can't remember, but it seems like in profit, I was having to clear $8,000 a day in profit, which meant I had to do about $30,000 in sales. A day. And Kelsey, as a 23-25 year old, that's a lot of stress. And so
no, I totally see myself in 3 years making $30,000 a day.
So I would say to myself, don't start a business you know nothing about, you know. And I would have, but see, there was nobody, and that was the other thing, I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have anybody that was going before me, had already done what I was wanting to do. And so I was, as a trailblazer in an industry, I was getting all the bloody noses. And so I would have said, you know, don't go into business that you know nothing about, you're not passionate about. And, you know, when you do a business that you're not necessarily, you don't have to be an expert on it, but have a mentor, someone that's been there before you and can help you.
Good advice. And our next question is from, don't want to mispronounce this, but Deja Murray. I have much gratitude to have the technology, the home, and the time to be here to listen to Terry Wilson's show at the moment. I have a question. I would like to know if you provide a tool that can gather businesses, owners' information to send them emails that will link them to a landing page for them to sign up for a quote. The business owners I am looking for, mainly brick and mortar businesses that process credit cards. The company converts wasted credit card processing fees to get access to premium marketing services at no cost to them.
Yeah, so absolutely. We've got our dialer would probably be the one of the best tools because it's got that database to it. So you just put in the SIC code. So if I'm wanting to call, you know, retail, restaurant, whatever, I target a certain industry. I leave a voicemail drop on it, and in that voicemail, it's going to drive them to a landing page. So that would be a tool, some of our social media tools. I would tell you for what you're wanting to do, you would want to be a Plus member because there's some strategic ways that are sort of counterintuitive of what you think that you've been trained as a salesperson, that if you do it this way as a marketing person, you will be wildly successful. And it would give you everything you need. It would give you the database. It'd give you the dialer. It would give you the strategies on how to approach them. It would give you the landing pages you need to create. It'd give you the opt-in forms you needed to create. It'd give you all the technology you would need, Deja, to make that happen. So absolutely. And that's in our Plus membership. Our Plus membership is $9.97 to purchase. It's $97 a month to keep active. And you can finance that through cashmutualstore.com and only pay about $39, $49 a month. But that's what I would do.
Next question comes from Chris. I was late to the podcast. Will this deck be sent out to all the attendees?
Yes, this will... This recording is going to be actually episode 294, and the best way to always get episodes that you miss is just go to terrywilson3.com/iTunes, terrywilson3.com/iTunes if you're an iPhone person and or Apple person, and sign up and get the podcast. Every time they're pushed out, it'll go straight to your iTunes, so you won't miss it. But it will go out, and if you're on any of my mailing list, once this is done, it'll go out as well.
You've got a bunch of thank yous from everybody. That's a
answer. Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, I appreciate you guys being on tonight. I want to make sure I answer all your questions. I don't want to jump off too quick, but I also want to be sensitive to your time and make sure that, you know, we're not just wasting it. But guys, if I could tell you anything, it's been my past experience. I think I've been successful in businesses because like most successful entrepreneurs all have one sort of common ability. I know entrepreneurs that can't sell a lick. I know entrepreneurs that they're terrible at finances and keeping up with their finances. They're this, that. I know so many entrepreneurs that have so many, you know, what I would call deficiencies in one area or the other, but they all have this one thing. And the one thing that you got to have as an entrepreneur is you've got to be able to see opportunity when it's in front of you. Because there's opportunity constantly being shown to you. And the only way you can have a clear eye and see what's in front of you is honestly to be grateful. This business came about because I was just frustrated back when ACA started. I'm not trying to get political, but I just lost my music business, got into insurance, started the insurance business, got really good at selling health insurance, and all of a sudden the healthcare law changed again. And so it's like, you know, the private market put me out of business with the piano business, and now the government was putting me out of business with healthcare. And I was at my wit's end. And so theological principle, I just believe, but I'm glad to see reports like this that I shared with you tonight that's backed up with biology and psychology, was an attitude of gratitude will open your eyes to what's around you. And so I was walking through the kitchen downstairs, everybody else was upstairs, and I was getting worried about our finances because, you know, business was drying up because the product I had just was not going to survive the ACA laws. It wasn't going to have, you know, the things that the new law required for it to be on there. And so I just started walking through, and I was downstairs, and I noticed over on the, you know, I saw the kitchen table, and this is what went through my mind. Well, how am I going to put food on that tomorrow? And I was just getting in the mully grubs, and something inside of me says, what's on the table now? And I saw, I know this sounds silly, but I saw a salt shaker and a pepper shaker. And I felt, in my theology, I felt like it was the Holy Spirit saying, be thankful for that. And so that process, what happened, what started happening, is I just started saying, thank you, Lord, for everything I saw. Thank you for that table. Thank you for that salt shaker. Thank you for that pepper shaker. Thank you for the table that's sitting in a house that just a few years prior, we didn't even know where we were going to live. And through that process, this business was born. Because I started having ideas how, you know, if you want to create value, then solve a problem. And what's the biggest problem I've had up to this point? Well, in business, it's always leads. It's always people to speak to. And it was just like, Terry, you've been in business now for years. You know how to get in front of people. If you would solve that problem for other people, they'd come out of the woodwork and pay you. So that's what I started doing. 9 years later, here we are. what was just a side business, what was just a side hustle, what was just something that I thought, nah, you know, I'll do it a little bit here and a little bit there, but it can't be anything real, now has turned into a, you know, $1 million business with, you know, thousands of affiliates and hundreds of reps and people that are taking their money, their business, and their life to new levels that they didn't even think of. Only because one night in my kitchen, I decided I'm going to stop feeling sorry for myself and be a little thankful. I'm telling you, when you're thankful, when you have an attitude of gratitude, it's like the universe opens up to you and you start seeing things you never saw before. So if I can encourage you with anything tonight, be thankful. Be thankful for where you're at, because when you're that way, I'm telling you, the Lord seems to just open up opportunities left and right for you.
Hey, Terry, this is Charlie from Armurchie, Georgia. I just wanted to give you a shout out and tell you that I was thankful for the blood that was shed by Christ Jesus that made me free, that gave me the opportunity to commune with the Holy Spirit, that leads me to people like you. And this platform that has also exploded my ministry opportunities, God sends all kinds of people that are in need of every circumstance you can imagine. And I'm just thankful to have this platform and thankful that God led me to you. Have a great day. Look forward to more teaching from you, brother. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Grateful, Jesus. Thank you
for saving my soul.
Oh, I thank you.